Every year I ask myself the same question. What if this is the last time? My friends, we are coming upon Divine Mercy Sunday, one of the most amazing days of the year, arguably the best day of the year. And if you understand our faith correctly and everything that Jesus demands of us and everything that we've learned about heaven, hell, and purgatory, then you understand just how amazing this promise is. However, this promise is often completely misunderstood. People sometimes think that it's simply another plenary indulgence. In fact, the bishops added a plenary indulgence, I think because they didn't really understand the promise, so they wanted to make it seem like something that we already knew in order to avoid confusion. However, when you look at the requirements for a plenary indulgence, you see that it is very difficult to obtain a full plenary indulgence. You need, above all things, a complete detachment from sin. Now, think about it. When was the last time that you had a complete detachment from sin? How about never? That's right. Even in certain revelations that Jesus has had that I've read, I can't tell you exactly where, but he has said that it is very rare that people have a complete detachment from sin. And so usually people are only given a partial indulgence. And indulgences are now separated into those two categories, full and partial. That's why the analogy that I like to use for indulgences is scholarships, full and partial. So people apply this kind of same mentality to the promise of divine mercy, which is completely different. They also maybe think of it that it's something like confession, but confession also has requirements. You can have perfect contrition and imperfect contrition. To have perfect contrition, it's the same thing, complete detachment from sin. Have you ever confessed a sin over and over again? That means you did not have perfect contrition. You had imperfect contrition, to which there you're still forgiven, but it's not completely wiped away because we were not disposed to receive of that grace. So what is the best metaphor or analogy to think of the promise of divine mercy? Very simple. It was in my thumbnail. Slate, wiped, clean, the exact same grace that someone who is baptized received. Did you know that someone who is baptized, when they are baptized, everything is erased. All their sins, all the punishment, anything that they would have to atone for, if they were to die, they would go straight to heaven. Literally zero time in purgatory, completely everything erased. That's why we want to give that grace to babies. That's why baptism is so amazing. That's why it is such a powerful sacrament that is highly undervalued. Well, the promise of divine mercy, certain people have said, certain priests, those that really understand the divine mercy, will say it is literally the same grace given to us anew, something which has never been given in the history of the church. Now, it was instituted, Divine Mercy Sunday, I don't know, but it's maybe been 20, 25 years. Some of you that maybe know better can tell down below in the comments exactly how many years it's been there. So we need to take advantage because, come on, all of us that are spiritually aware know we're in difficult times. You know, we think about 3 days of darkness. We think about the end of the world. We think about all these different things. And we think about the end of our own lives. And we ask the question, how much debt am I going to owe Jesus for all those sins? Now, you may not be in the category of people that reject God, so hell may not be something that you're afraid of. But if you watch those 30 days on purgatory, you know that we could be there upwards of, on average, 40 years. And one moment in purgatory is very painful. I cannot even imagine what 40 years is. So let's get straight to the source to see what Jesus himself says. And you can hear literally what the requirements are. Hardly anything. Do not confuse this with a plenary indulgence. Straight from the mouth of Jesus, let's listen in. My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion. That's it. How many requirements? Two. That's it. He doesn't ask for anything else. No interior conviction, no nothing, no disposition, nothing. He says nothing else. So we can hold him to his word. shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. That second part is really important. We understand most of the time complete forgiveness of sins, but when he says and punishment, that means zero time in purgatory. What's amazing is every year that you celebrate it, all the sins prior to that are erased. Isn't that amazing? So I've celebrated it probably every year for I don't know how many years. So if I were to die, I would do no purgatory for those sins and be behind that time. Isn't that unbelievable? That is amazing. That is unbelievable if you understand the concept of purgatory. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The feast of mercy emerge from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday of after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fount of my mercy. Only two requirements. And the way that he says it, it sounds like what he's saying is confession and Holy Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, we know that most churches do not offer confession on Sunday. Most churches do offer confession the Saturday before. I highly recommend that you go on that day so it's as close as possible to Divine Mercy Sunday. Although it's allowed to go several weeks after Divine Mercy Sunday, I would tell you, look, just be safe. Go to confession the day before Divine Mercy Sunday. Block out that Saturday, maybe even the week before, but as close as possible so that you're living this message without any wavering. You know, you're being exact to what he says. You're taking him seriously. My friends, take your friends that are Catholic and everyone that understands the concept of purgatory to any degree on Divine Mercy Sunday. Tell them, look, just go to confession and go to Holy Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday. That's all that Jesus wants, and everything will be erased, all your debt, everything gone. That would be awesome. Can you imagine dying on that day? You would be received into heaven with the same reception as a martyr because you would be literally a saint with no debt at all. I will see you in heaven because of Divine Mercy Sunday. My friends, this is Alvaro in the channel Uniquely Mary. Please subscribe, like, support this channel, and I will see you in the next video.